I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Getting prompt state-of-the-art treatment is important when someone is having an acute stroke. To talk about new approaches used in treating acute stroke is Dr. Raymond Turner. He's a professor of neurosurgery and chief of neuroscience at MUSC. Dr. Turner, what are the biggest challenges in treating patients who arrive at the hospital with clear signs and symptoms that they're having an acute stroke?
I think the biggest problem with treating stroke is patients recognizing something is wrong. So unlike a heart attack, which hurts and that crushing pain causes people to immediately seek attention, a lot of people dismiss the signs of stroke. And that's one of the biggest problems is patients don't get to the hospital fast enough or don't have access to a hospital in their community. So once they get to the hospital, it's imperative that we identify, triage, and get the patients the appropriate treatment as fast as possible.
And specifically, what are the signs and symptoms that people should be alerted to?
Signs of a stroke is weakness of the face or arm, leg, or difficulty speaking. If you have any of those that come on as a sudden onset, you need to seek medical attention immediately.
What's new regarding the immediate emergency treatment of a patient who has an acute stroke?
There's a couple things that are new when it comes to treating an emergency stroke. One is we used to think that we could only treat patients up to 4 hours or 6 hours. We now know that there are people that wake up with a stroke that can still get benefit from treatment up to 24 hours out. That's not to say you should wait at home. You still need to seek medical attention immediately, but it increases the number of patients that we can actually help. Another thing that's improved in stroke is that those patients that undergo thrombectomy, for every minute saved in the treatment process, it actually adds a week to their life. So that's a huge improvement. That's how time really matters when it comes to treating a stroke. The third thing is the technology used to treat stroke. We now have phenomenal technology to tell us what part of the brain is dead, what part of the brain is alive but not getting enough blood flow. We have devices to help get blood clots out of the brain much faster and easier. So there's a lot of work going on to not only help identify patients that could be treated with stroke, but also to increase the speed and efficacy of which we can treat these patients in the safest manner possible.
And are these new approaches that you just described being instituted worldwide?
Yeah, so one of the techniques is called ADAPT. Was actually founded at MUSC. It was discovered here. We developed that surgical approach, and now it's used in about 35-40% of all stroke cases around the world. There's other technologies that we've been involved in to help identify strokes. One of them is actually a fancy pair of glasses that we put on a patient, and within 10 seconds, we can say whether the patient's having a stroke or not without a CAT scan, without needing to be in a hospital. So it's technologies like that that could potentially be in every ambulance in the world and help identify who's having a stroke without the need of imaging or expert personnel.
And what about the longer recovery? How effective or how important are rehabs and things like that after you leave the hospital?
Yeah, I think rehab is actually mission critical to all this because without the rehab and the therapy and the exercise, it's hard for patients to fully optimize their recovery. Recovery is going to take up to 2 years, 3 years in many cases. And although you'll see the bulk of it in the first 3 to 6 months, rehab is really critical to getting those neurons firing back normally again and getting those muscle movements in the language back to where it needs to be.
Dr. Turner, thanks for providing this information about treating acute stroke.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.